Ephesians chapter 6, please. Been a good afternoon. I took my hearing aids out and they're out in the van. I could hear and I could understand without them. So I had problems up until this afternoon. I'm going to have problems too if I can't return these hearing aids to the makers. I'll have problems. At any rate, it's no fun losing the ability to hear. All young people are supposed to be warned. My wife would warn you. Don't listen to loud music. Put plugs in your ears if you're cutting the lawn. All the other noisy things. It's a very, very sad thing to be deaf because people think you're dumb as well. Yeah, deaf and dumb. I've known a woman to be blind and deaf. And she said if she would desire anything more than one thing more than the other, I would like to hear. I'd rather hear than see. Very, very important. Everyone in the meeting, take care of what God has blessed you with. Galatians chapter 6, please. Verse 3. If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. We ought not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but we should think soberly. Be sensible in your thinking, especially about yourself. Now, I suppose we do, according to the records, we think about ourselves a whole lot. We do think about ourselves a lot. But I'm thinking about that verse, think on the Lord Jesus Christ, or think on these things. Set your affections on things above. That's the idea of setting your thinking upon things above. Yeah. And about the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't he enough the mind and heart to fill? Occupy with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God's love. Imagine thinking yourself to be something. Well, really, nothing. But think it over now. He deceives himself. The word deceive appears here, and it's also down in verse 7, the word deceive. But it's deception in two different ways. In the first way here, when he thinks more highly of himself than he ought to think, he deceives himself in this way. That's the word for the thinking ability that you have. And like that word we had in the reading, I mentioned schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, a split personality. Thinks that way and so on. Well, the mind can play tricks on you, but it'll deceive you. When you think more highly of yourself, you're just being deceived. And that is like being led astray. Be very, very careful. Keep adjusting your thinking to the Word of God. Yeah, just keep getting into the Word so that you can see your things that are real and think real about things. So we have then in verse 5, for every man shall bear his own burden. Remember the verse, bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. There are believers that have a burden, and they need someone to come and encourage them and give them some help. And they need someone to bear with them and help carry the load in their life. Now, in most cases, it's just something that's temporary. If we could just keep an eye open and see someone that's possibly has a problem, that you could share that burden. I'd like to see you do that. Bear one another's burden. But when you get to verse 5, it says, let every man bear his own burden. Is that a contradiction? No, it's not a contradiction. Because in the verse 1, the burden there, remember, is a heavy load that needs to be lifted off the person, and it's an emotional thing. Might have to do with, stress and that type of thing. But down in verse 5, let every man bear his own burden. Remember, you're a human being, and God has given you all the faculties that you need to be a human being. And you're all very, very healthy people for the most part. Take some responsibility for your own life. If you get married, remember, you got to provide for those loved ones. Take that responsibility. Don't wait for them to come with a handout and look after you like that. Believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, sure, they trust God and the Lord Jesus Christ for all these things. But remember, bear your own burden. Bear your own burden. That is, you should have the ability to carry your own trunk or your own suitcase. The things of the necessities of life you can look after yourself. You see? And that's bear his own burden. Bear his own burden. Don't pass the buck. Yeah. See, I got all this to do. I think I'll get someone to come and help me. If I try that, my wife wouldn't allow that. You get busy and do it yourself. You see, or I'll do it. But you're not going to ask anybody for favors to come and do these things that you can do yourself? Of course not. So remember that every man take responsibility for his own things and bear his own burden. Verse 7, be not deceived. Again we get deceived. And this is an altogether different word, but it's the same idea. It's being led astray. Let no man be led astray. Boys and girls, get the message from the book of Proverbs. Read it and reread it. Proverbs chapter 1 and 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. It'll be a chain around your head and your heart, around your neck as well. You'll be well decked out if you listen to your father's instruction and the law of your mother. The father's instruction comes from the reading of the father reading the scriptures with the children. And the instruction and the law of the mother is, this is it. This is what your father read. This is the law around here. Take it on. And then the writer says, my son, be not deceived. No. My son, don't be led astray by people. Don't be enticed to be led astray. In chapter 1 of Proverbs, the warning is to young men, sons, don't be listening to this, that, and the other thing, and be led into doing the wrong thing. In chapter 2, the father tells the son now, in chapter 1, keep out of bad company, keep away from the bad boys. You hear about bad boys getting into trouble, they're in bad company. But in chapter 2, the boys, they need to keep away from the bad girls in chapter 2. Always remember, watch your company. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications. That is, bad company will destroy your life. It will destroy your life. Evil communications, evil companions will corrupt the good bringing up that you had at your mother's knee and under your father's instruction. Oh, that it might be embedded in our hearts and minds. I want to achieve. I don't want to fail in life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many there are that have made the slip? Have I mentioned yesterday? They made the slip and they made failure. Restore them good. If you can't see them restored, wonderful. But better, friends, get down to business to make the word of God the man of your counsel. Boys and girls alike, the man of your counsel. You wouldn't want to have a bad marriage. You wouldn't have want a failure in raising the children. Then get down to business. Instruction book. A lady once said to me at the door, "So hard to raise children these days. I'm having trouble with my boy," or something along that line. I said, "Look, I'll give you some advice. I'll tell you how to raise that boy. And I'll tell you what kind of a girl you should have that boy marry when the time comes." "Oh, can you do that?" "Yes, I can," I said. "You get busy now. Read the book of Proverbs with your boy. It's a father to his son. Go over it very carefully with him, and to tell him who can find a virtuous woman for her price, better far than rubies, and so on." Yes, friends, God has made sure that we'll be well furnished with all the information and instruction that we'll ever need for this life and the next. Seek out the word of God. May God bless his word. Let's pray.